The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, you bet it is. And we're opening our door onto a new year, 2017. If you're an astrologer, you've looked at your chart, you said it's a good year. I can already feel people getting more buoyant. It seems as though we've passed through some period and now we're stepping into an enlightened future. That's what I'm saying anyway. If every one of us stands for enlightening ourselves and enlightening the future, that'll happen because we say so. So we want to thank you, America, and our friends in foreign lands. By the way, I get a little report every week, and we've got a couple of listeners in the Ukraine. We've got listeners in Argentina. We've got listeners. There's just a long list of countries that are actually clicking in and joining us here. So Happy New Year to all of you guys, too, as well. This has been quite a year, and a special thanks to two listeners in particular, Lonnie Hogan-Miller and Jim Thomas. You guys, your love and support has just been incredible and has meant a lot to me. And we want to say goodbye to Carrie and Debbie, honest to goodness, dying one day apart. God bless you both. And I want to congratulate you, Zaza, to making it to 100. If you'd met Dr. Joel Wallach, our guest today, and a few other people that are working hard on this planet. I also have a website called happily200.com. Listeners have been they've been signing up, they've been contributing to it, and we're creating an in-depth directory of things that are possible for you as health, because so much of our information on health, it's not as informed as it currently could be. So we're going to be developing that website as a resource for you. And I just want to thank you to all the people that contributed this year. As you see, the site is up, and now we're going to create some depth to it. So, you are listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by Bragg, BRAGG.com, Happily200.com, Coning Company, DrBell.com, and, oh, I was going to change that, 42 Action, because Randy is now RandyShannon.com, and she has 42 Action. But as I said, we're all stepping into a powerful future. So, so glad that you're here this morning. And if you happen to hear a dog barking, telephone ringing, an angel singing, we call in from our homes and offices and man caves all over the world to create this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, pray actually means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. And I tell you, with the cast of people that come on to this program, I hope that you're able to see the future that they offer you, because our guest, Dr. Joel Wallach, is back for the second time, and it's like, oh my God, I learned so many things from him, and he's going to talk to us about being at the UN and all kinds of things. This world is changing, and it's opening up, and it's changing for the better, for the future. So happy New Year's Eve. And tomorrow, we start a new life. And that which is yours. Always include prayer for the celebration of our republic, for the United States of America. And we also ask respect for our animal friends, as well as for each other in our communities. We are a nation structured in Christian values, and the Ten Commandments work, guys. So if you don't remember anything else, remember the Ten Commandments, and they're easy to find in case you don't know where they're located, okay? It's called the Bible, so check that out. And if you want to ask a question while we're on air, tweet Randy, and that's R-E-N-D-I, at randyshannon.com. And follow me on Twitter at ValKirkgaard1, and that's the number one. So, Randy, what would you like to throw in here to help get this New Year baby coming in?
Well, you know, 2017 is literally around the corner, and 16 was kind of a tough year for a lot of people. And so I just, you know, I've been making posts for people, you know, on social media to just make, you know, everybody likes to do New Year's resolutions and, you know, have a positive outlook for the new year. And I say live passionately, live healthy, which that's why we have Dr. Wallach back for the second time. And he can talk about that and how we can change that. And you know, you can go make all the money in the world. We've all heard that. You know, you spend all of your time trying to earn money, your youth trying to earn money, but then you don't have your health. And then when you're older, you spend all of your wealth trying to attain health. So let's try to, no matter where you are in life, make 2017 all about your health, and everything else will fall into place, because without it, we have nothing. Literally.
It's true. And but that thing nobody said so far yet is, how was your birthday?
My birthday was wonderful. It was very quiet and relaxing. And I turned 49. I'm super happy I stayed under 50. I'm ecstatic about that. I literally can say, you know, I'm 49. You know how some people will stick with, I'm 39 and not changing that or whatever. I love my 40s. So I'm thrilled I am 49. Very happy to be.
Well, there's a rumor going on in the universe that aliens will come with ships, and those aliens will put you into a chamber, and then you can pick any year that you want. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know, but I sure like the idea. So, Randy, if you want to stay in your 40s, guess what? That's my birthday gift to you, just telling you can do that.
Well, if I had a choice, I might choose something else, but...
What would you choose?
You know, I think I started to wise up, get smarter, and really start to love life in my late 20s, early 30s. Those were some of my best.
Okay. I decided I would be 35.
35? Yeah.
Everything worked great at 35. My dreams and visions were beginning to come into reality. I think we'll be really compatible. I might even get one of those mud races with you.
That'd be outstanding. I'd be curious to know what Dr. Wallach would say. Where is the best time of life for him? So,
well, let's ask him. I think he's here.
He is. Dr. Wallach, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you back.
Well, thank you both very much, and happy New Year, or at least New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve.
Outstanding. Thank you.
And Dr. Wallach, what age? Would you pick another age for yourself?
So many good things have happened to me every decade of my life, and so it'd be hard to pick which one was the best. And so, and I like the 200 piece, because my motto is 200 is not enough. I think we have the biological capability of living to be 200. It's kind of like when Roger Bannister ran the 4-minute mile, and for, I don't know, hundreds of years, people were saying, well, there's no way you can run a 4-minute mile. It's humanly impossible. And then once Roger Bannister did it, everybody started doing it.
Right.
When I live to be 200, then everybody will know they can do it.
Outstanding.
We'll be right there with you saying hi, okay?
All right. Come along.
That's up to. So tell us about UN.
Yes, you mentioned off air that you had spoke at the UN.
Yes, it was at the autism conference. It's sponsored by 11 nations, and there were representatives and ambassadors from 100 nations there, and I got a half hour to speak on the subject, and I thought it was kind of interesting that I was chosen to speak at the United Nations on autism, and I couldn't figure out why they were interested in autism. And that's because every time a third world culture becomes a first world culture, and they go from being a tribal sort of village situation to more of what we would consider a third world, first world nation, within a couple of years, the autism rate just goes off the roof. And that's because autism is a simple nutritional deficiency of the brain. The medical system has the failed theory that nothing can get into your brain because of the blood-brain barrier. Your brain just runs on sugar and oxygen. It's absolutely absurd. The brain requires all 90 essential nutrients like every other tissue in the body. The brain requires 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And simple farmers get these things. But once they get into the industrialized world and get the things we get, like good medical care, things like health insurance, emergency services, hospitals and clinics, utilities, indoor plumbing, roads, motorized vehicles, they go to tractors instead of horses for pulling plows or oxen for pulling plows. Suddenly now everything goes in the dumps, including autism increases. Well, what's going on there? Well, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, unknowingly, I'll say that again, unknowingly, human beings were getting their nutritional minerals, which are two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals out of the, or 60 nutrients out of the 90 are minerals, and they were unknowingly getting them because universal fuel in the world for thousands and thousands and thousands of years was wood. And everybody learned, without social media, that if they put the wood ashes into their gardens, they would get a greater yield. So they learned about fertilizer, and it turns out that wood ashes are not ashes. 95 to 98% of the mass of the wood ashes, that powder, are really the minerals that the tree had sucked up out of the ground. And when you burn the wood, the powder that's left is 95 to 98% minerals, and only maybe 2 to 5% carbon that's unburned, which gives it the grayer black color.
Right.
You throw this plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes, into the garden, the corn, the beans, peas, carrots, potatoes, beets, okra, corn, onions, whatever you're growing there, suck these minerals up, and people would eat them and unknowingly get their nutritional minerals in that fashion. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, it all ended. That one moment was recorded in every newspaper in the world the next day, because they had the telegraph at that point. And so every newspaper picked up the news release of this event at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. At that moment, a fellow by the name of Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, every town, every municipality, every city in the industrialized world converted from wood as a universal fuel to electricity.
Huh.
Well, the ultimate question is, how much wood ash is left over in your home every morning when you fuel your home with electricity? And the answer is zero.
No.
And what did people replace their traditional source of nutritional minerals they've been using for thousands and thousands and thousands of years? Nothing, because they didn't know they were getting nutritional minerals by fertilizing their gardens with nutritional minerals. And you may recall, either because you're old enough, or you may recall because of reading something or hearing something, that farmers in the industrialized world used to be the most healthy people on earth because they were putting their wood ashes into their gardens. When they switched over to electricity, got hydroelectric power on the farms, suddenly now they're using artificial fertilizers with three nutrients in it, which is all that a plant needs to grow properly and give good yields. It's three nutrients. We need 90. So suddenly now our rate of degenerative diseases goes up, like diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, all kinds of things like lupus, birth defects just go off the roof. And of course, autism was one of the things that go up. And I can take a 3-year-old, 9-year-old, 15-year-old kid who's been nonverbal with severe advanced autism. They could be half their height or their age. And by giving them a supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, in a couple of months, they're reading books out loud and singing in choirs.
Wow.
And within 1 year, they can grow 14 inches. And so this, I've got published this stuff. It's in my book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It's in my book, Rare Earths Been Cures. It's in my newest book, which is called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And somebody got a hold of this and got it into conversations around the dinner with these representatives from these different nations, the United Nations, and they had invited me to speak on this. And it was very well received, of course, and of course we have some ongoing projects with many of these ambassadors and countries as a result. And of course, this is just one of the things that it has a very dramatic reversibility rate because it's a simple nutritional deficiency problem. And of course, we've eliminated 900 different diseases in the agricultural industry by supplementing their foods, their little alfalfa pellets, so they can't choose to eat just the corn and shuffle everything off to the side. We put all their 90 essential nutrients in there. We've eliminated every birth defect you can name, all the diseases that afflict human beings that we still suffer from. And so for 40 years, I've been doing this commercially to bring this information to individuals. I get about 10,000 new patients a month.
Wow.
As a result of this information.
Dr. Wallach,
yes.
I have one of the things that I've noticed, I have a roll around my waist. I was told that that was genetic. And as you're talking about the farmers and such, what is making us have difficulty trimming out and being healthy? Are you saying it's the lack of, if we put everybody on the minerals and the different products that you have, would everybody's little fat bellies go away?
Oh, absolutely. There's thousands of failed theories every century, Dr. Val, in the 20th century and 21st century, no different. The failed theory when it comes to weight gain and obesity is that people are overweight and they become obese 35 pounds over their ideal weight for their height is because they don't exercise enough and they eat too much. That's the theory. Well, it's a failed theory because we became the number one obese nation in the world following that theory for 125 years.
It turns out, yes.
Yeah, it turns out, Dr. Bell, that being overweight and obese is due to a deficiency of one or more of a specific class of nutrients, any one of the nutrients in this little class of nutrients. There's three nutrients in that class that if you're deficient in any one of those, you're going to be the 300-pound, 400-pound, 600-pound person. You supplement with these nutrients along, we call it the secret sauce, along with the 90 essential nutrients, and you'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And so it's not unusual to lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh, Lord, really?
Oh, yeah. I deal with thousands of people every month, and I can take them from a 440-pound person, and in 7 months' time, they're 165, and 5-6 years later, they're still 165.
Okay, and what is the exact formula for this, America and the world? I have a friend that's 425 pounds.
Okay, well, this is surprisingly, we call it the Healthy Weight Loss Pack. And, of course, we do have meal supplements, some meals that we call the keto caramel diets, which puts them into the ketosis, which helps them lose weight. But the secret, the real secret here, is to take the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, which are no longer found in optimal amounts. In some cases, these nutrients are no longer even found in the food anymore. And give them the 90 essential nutrients along with the secret sauce to stop the munchies, stop overeating. And usually within a couple of days on the program, people will have to throw away 3/4 of the food they put on their plate because just a few mouthfuls, they'll be full. People overeat, and they have cravings and the munchies because their bodies and their brain is beating up saying, look, you're missing some stuff here. You better get it inside here or you're going to be hurting. And so people will run around and eat more candy, and they'll eat more bread, and they'll eat more pancakes. Give me another 5 pancakes for breakfast here. They'll put 3 ounces of high-calorie salad dressing on their salads. They'll have 2 baked potatoes with all the fillings and so forth that go along with the baked potatoes. And then they'll want 2 desserts. And then they'll drink a couple of high-calorie drinks after the meal. And then they go home, and then they open the refrigerator, and they eat another 5,000 calories because their body's still telling them to get the stuff inside of you, but they're not looking for calories. The body's really looking for these nutrients.
Wow.
Of course, we figured out what those nutrients are. You take those nutrients, and you stop eating.
So how you take the nutrients like maybe half an hour or an hour before you eat, something like that, and then it limits everything?
Well, personally, I take them, and I recommend that people take them with meals. You don't want to be taking any supplements on an empty stomach. And so I prefer to take these supplements with a meal so your body's in the digestion absorption mode. You're going to get a better efficiency of use out of this. And so I like to take it with meals as opposed to before a meal. It doesn't shut down your appetite by taking it. It shuts down your appetite because your body incorporates these nutrients into its metabolism. And so for the first couple of meals, you won't see any benefit. But within a day or two, you will, because you're now giving your body what it wants, and so it's calming down, and it stopped urging you to eat more. Because when the body is deficient in these nutrients, it wants them, and so your body tells you, eat more because we need these nutrients. Eat more because we need these nutrients. But if you take in the nutrients, it says, don't eat so much. Don't eat so much.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. So the name of this particular package, all of you that have a new program for the New Year's coming on, what is the name of this particular package that they should order?
It's really exotic. It's the Healthy Weight Loss Pack.
Wow, that's an unusual name. Okay, now you also
for
have
autistic
one.
People, it would it be the Brain and Heart Pack, and why?
Very good. It'd be the Brain and Heart Pack, and we'd have a couple of little caveats here. For the autism, we like to throw in what we call the magic secret sauce is Synaptive. Okay, and it's the raw materials for your brain to make neurotransmitters so the neurons can talk to each other. Now, there is another piece. In addition, the caveat here for any disease a person has, or if you think you're healthy and you don't want to get a disease, there's a caveat here. You have to give up the bad foods. You have to be willing to make a change. You have to be willing to make a change.
And what's your top 10 list for bad foods, or top 5?
The good food, bad food list, right? You have to give up the bad foods. That means absolutely no more fried foods in your life, no exceptions. Absolutely no processed meats. It means no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, Spam. All that's got to go. No oils. That means no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn. Absolutely no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mayonnaise, sausage, and cooking oils. And then absolutely no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, which will maximize your absorption by getting off of gluten, and also add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life by increasing your efficiency of absorption of nutrients. Then you take your basic 90 essential nutrients appropriate to body weight. This is a veterinary thing, and I'm a veterinarian as well as a naturopathic physician. In veterinary medicine, we do all things, whether it's dietary supplementation or prescription drugs. We do everything by body weight. And so I incorporated that into my system. It becomes more efficient, more accurate, and everybody gets the benefit because it's being done by body weight. They're getting rid of all the bad foods to maximize absorption and digestion. And then for brain problems, including autism, you have to eat 6 to 8 eggs per 100 pounds of body weight per day.
Good Lord.
They cannot be fried. They cannot be cooked in oil. They have to be poached with a soft yolk, or soft scrambled in butter. And if you can eat them with a fork, they're soft scrambled too hard. You need to be able to only eat them with a spoon. And then what that's going to do is give your brain the raw materials it needs to fix the part of the brain that's missing. It's going to give you cholesterol, which is the part of the brain that's missing when you have autism.
Wow.
Who told you to get off of cholesterol? Medical doctors. Who created the disease autism? Medical doctors. Cholesterol has nothing to do with cardiovascular disease. Cholesterol is an essential nutrient. And in adults, when they get a cholesterol deficiency, they get a disease called Alzheimer's disease. They can also get low T, ED, erectile dysfunction. They can get menopause at age 35. Women lose their libido. And you can get adrenal exhaustion. and Alzheimer's disease, especially if you're taking statin drugs to really egregiously lower your blood cholesterol. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. Low T, ED, and menopause, and lack of libido in women is a physician-caused disease, and Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease.
Well, I heard a lot of different situations here addressed in one, though I did notice myself shedding a tear at taking bacon out of my life. But what you're giving us is a blueprint for a powerful year. We've been talking about a shift going on. If people could take on, even if people if they improve their health by easing into this or doing 50% or something of that nature, well, I don't know if everybody can take the shell shock.
Well, Dr. Val, here's the way you have to look at this. The force is not enough. May the 90 be with you. Ask Princess Leia.
Yeah, I just went to see Rogue One. I'm totally with you. That was very good.
She died at age 60 from a nutritional deficiency. She died of a coronary thrombosis, which is a deficiency of a single nutrient. I actually won a federal case in a federal court against the FDA over coronary thrombosis and a thrombotic stroke. And that was one of my 9 wins against the FDA in federal court. Coronary thrombosis and thrombotic stroke are due to a deficiency of a single nutrient, not cholesterol. Okay, it's due to a deficiency of a single nutrient. And everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients, including those nutrients. And then we won't have anybody dying anymore of coronary thrombosis or thrombotic stroke. And then, of course, 3 days after Princess Leia, a.k.a. Carrie Fisher, died, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died as she was burying her child from a thrombotic stroke. They both had the same disease, a deficiency of that same nutrient. One just got the blood clot in the brain, the other one got the blood clot in the coronary artery.
Huh.
And so somebody should go to jail over those two deaths. They probably had the same doctor.
Interesting.
These things are totally preventable, and it is not sad. It's criminal.
I thought there was a broken heart, perhaps, involved in the timeliness.
Well, the stress will put pressure on. Just like if you have diabetes, you eat sugar, it's going to make your diabetes worse.
Right. Well, one of the things she said, Dr. Wallach, to her son Todd, was, "I want to be with Carrie." And then about 2 hours later, she had she said she wanted to be with her daughter, that she couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And
she got
then a couple of hours later, she had her stroke, and then she was dead by 5 in the afternoon. So that sounds like a very strong woman to me as well, you know?
Well, yeah, we don't know if she didn't take a sleeping pill. We don't know what went on there until I see the pathology report.
You know, I can understand your carefulness with this. One of the things that's been going through my mind as you've been talking, and I'm profoundly moved by how you've used your life. What's been occurring to me is that I believe there'll be a lot of very wealthy people in the world quite soon, since I mentioned that people can go to the bank and cash in their dong and dinar right now, I'm told. At least I think you should try it. I've been telling you not to, but what I'm wondering is do you have some kind of a foundation or 501c3 or something of that nature, people not in a position to become
We do.
Contributors? What would that be? And how
it's
could
called Be the Change. It's called Be the Change.
Okay.
And we have this foundation which deals with everything from the Wounded Warrior Projects to disabled children. We actually are one of our products is we have a one of the largest coffee companies in America, and so we built villages for people living in mud huts and thatch roofs. We build villages of condos and for them to live in as they're working in the plantations to pick the coffee. We also build schools and pay for the teachers to teach their kids how to read and write their local languages and things, and so we receive awards for this sort of stuff all the time. And I personally do not make any money from the sale of any of our programs or products. I set it up that way because I wanted people to realize that this is a mission for me as opposed to a way of making my living. I make my living by selling books and CDs and DVDs, so buy plenty of books, please.
Very good.
I don't make any money by selling the supplement programs. We have supplement programs. We have the basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack, which is the 90 essential nutrients. And then we have secret sauces for over 900 different diseases. You can add, you know, people have arthritis and diabetes and high blood pressure and congestive heart failure, and they might have macular degeneration. So they might get six or seven different secret sauces to go along with the basic program. If they have a financial problem, they can just go with the secret sauce that deals with the most life-threatening or the most disabling health problem they have. And then as they deal with that, they can move on to the others. And so we've been doing this commercially for 40 years. We deal with millions of people every day, and we're in 55 countries. And so we really, I believe, are doing a good thing for humanity, and I think that's one of the reasons why I'm being invited to speak to the United Nations so much.
I wanted to jump in and ask you about your book, Black Gene Lies, and how the black community thought that sickle cell anemia was just to them, and how you found it in all kinds of things, and mm-hmm. you put together the book Black Gene Lies. Can you talk about that?
Oh, sure. One minute, Randy, because technically we do commercials at this spot, but I want to do a commercial for you, okay? Because Randy Shannon is the place, randyshannon.com, and that's RandyShannon.com, actually has, would you call that a diagnostic piece? Where you can put in what you've got and what's needed for it? Isn't that on your website?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
So as you listen to Dr. Wallach speak, know that you can get to know Randy better. She's incredibly well versed in all of these conversations, and that's where we're inviting you to go. And now back to you, Dr. Wallach.
Okay. Well, yes, the black community was enslaved by the medical system during the 1930s when the Nazis were imprisoning and experimenting on and murdering 6 million Jews. They also, here in America, the medical system was enslaving the black community by telling them all the diseases they had were genetic and peculiar to the black community. And this really mentally enslaved a whole part of the population. And the book Epigenetics goes into the history of this and names and all the individual doctors who were involved in the government. The actual U.S. government paid for that program, which is really, really sad, and it would be criminal today. To specifically answer the question, there's many diseases, such as sickle cell anemia, as you point out, that have been told to the black community that is a genetic disease unique to them. That's absolutely not true. It's actually caused as a birth defect during early pregnancy when the bone marrow cells are forming that make hemoglobin for the red blood cells. And when the baby's born, these incomplete cells make dysfunctional hemoglobin, resulting in what we call sickle cell anemia. This also occurs in white people because the same deficiency in pregnancy will cause the same disease in white embryos as it does in black embryos. But in white people, the same disease is called thalassemia because you can't have a black gene in a white guy and a white gene in a black guy. So they give the disease different names in different races. Thalassemia in white people and sickle cell anemia in black people. And the thing that got me interested in that was that I worked on a big project for the National Institutes of Health starting in 1967. It was a 10-year project. I did 20,000 autopsies, 10 million chemistries, and 10 million slides with special stains looking for pollution as a contributor to or the cause of deaths from natural causes. The animals in the big zoos in the United States and Canada and Mexico, the North America, were supposed to be used as a canary in the mine. We're going to do autopsies on them and do all these chemistries on them, and also on people who lived within a 10-mile radius of the zoos. And so of these 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change were on over 454 species of zoo animals, and then there were 3,000 humans. And I was the sole pathologist. I was the only pathologist on the project. The book that came out of that, 1,200 pages, is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. They sell for anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000 on Amazon. I mean, used books. If you get one still in the box, new, in the wrapper, and still unwrapped, it's $25,000 per book.
Wow.
As for the info, I don't get any of that money, unfortunately. That's when the widow wants to sell the books of her professor husband who died. Those books are extraordinarily valuable because they represent a very large project, because back in the 60s, everybody knew the Earth was going to end in 2 weeks from pollution. And I had written the first paper when I was 21 years old in America, and the world for that matter, on the first mass die-off in America from pollution. Got it documented and published in scientific journals. I was only 21 years old, but I was a graduate student in pathology, and so ran into that and got it published. But anyway, back to this big program. I'm running into diabetes, type 2 diabetes in crocodiles. I'm running into sickle cell anemia in deer and African antelope and hummingbirds.
Huh.
I'm running into every kind of birth defect you can name we find in human beings, in every species of vertebrate wild animals you can think of, from flamingos to hummingbirds to iguanas and so forth, deer and elephants. And getting this published, and this is why this book is so valuable, 1,200 pages of this information. And it was very obvious to me that nutritional deficiencies were the cause of diseases in all vertebrates. For instance, no matter what species you are, if you're a vertebrate and you have a nutritional deficiency, all vertebrates will get the same disease from that deficiency. That was sort of the basic finding. It was published in this book in 75 scientific papers and I think 8 other sort of multi-author textbooks. And I wrote 14 books for the general public on this, and that's been received extremely well. Of course, the medical system doesn't like what I do because I go after the cause of the problem. And like sickle cell anemia, I can manage it much better than they do with drugs, with nutrition and stimulants for stem cells to encourage the normal hemoglobin producing cells in the bone marrow to make more normal hemoglobin. And I can prevent all sickle cell anemia and thalassemia by supplementing young women sick for 6 months, all 90 cents nutrients, before they get pregnant. Then there'll never be another baby born with sickle cell anemia, cleft palate, cerebral palsy. There'll never be another baby born with a heart defect. There'll never be another baby born with muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis. There'll never be another baby born that has a gender problem. All these gender problems we have today are nutritional deficiencies of the embryo causing problems with cell counts in the brain, in certain parts of the brain. That is not a choice. These gender things are not a choice. These babies know that they, they may have all the equipment of a boy and be an XY male genetically, but they want to be a girl, just like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's little 2-year-old girl, Shiloh, wanted to be a boy, John, by the time she was 2 years old. She knew it then. And I have dealt with literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people with gender choice problems here. And there was wonderful studies done by Northwestern University and horrible studies done by the Nazis on this part of the brain. In fact, people with gender issues were amongst the first people murdered and experimented on by the Nazis. And there's an enormous amount of information they gleaned during these horrible days. And so I've collected all this information, and sure enough, this is a congenital event. It's a form of birth defect caused by cells being placed in the wrong part of the brain or cells missing. And I've been wanting to add asexual people to this, to the people who are LGBT people. I wanted to add non-sexual people to that, and so they did. Actually, there's a wonderful article just this month, took up half the magazine in National Geographic on gender issues, and they've added asexual people, which we used to call women who never were interested in boys, never had families, never got married.
Catholic nuns?
Well, they could be a nun. They could also be somebody who you would call a spinster, both male and female spinsters. They just never got married. Of course, in the old days, when somebody, a little girl was 14 years old, and the father wanted two cows from the neighbor, he'd sell his 14-year-old daughter to this guy as his wife for two cows, kind of thing, these prearranged marriages. And so a lot of times these women and young girls who were either transgenders or they were lesbian or they were spinsters, they were forced to have children because of arranged marriages. Well, once people had choices and once people had the legal ability to do, you know, be what they want to be, suddenly now, and social systems accepted this, suddenly now you see all these people with gender concerns coming out. This goes back thousands of years in Native Americans. People, they would call them two spirits when they were had the equipment of a girl and wanted to be a boy, or had the sexual equipment of a boy and wanted to be a girl. They called them two spirits, and they're actually held up in high regard and became shamans in the tribe.
Yeah, they were Berdosh.
Mm-hmm. And so, at any rate, so these things are all caused by nutritional deficiencies of the embryo. And so, once we went to electricity, and people were no longer putting wood ashes in their bread dough, they weren't putting wood ashes in their soup anymore, they weren't putting wood ashes in the garden as fertilizer, they were not getting these nutritional minerals anymore, and all of these things, which used to be fairly rare, suddenly now became common.
Wow. You know what?
So one of the things that is coming up, it seems like more and more, is a lot of hip replacements, knee replacements.
No cartilage.
No cartilage. Why is this on the rise, and what's the answer? Is there
one? It's the same answer for why do we have an epidemic of diabetes, why do we have an epidemic of obesity, why do we have an epidemic of gender issues, why do we have an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease, why do we have an epidemic of musculoskeletal issues, joint issues, everything from lupus, connective tissue problems, to bone-to-bone arthritis. Babies are born with bone-to-bone arthritis. It's not a genetic thing, it's not an age thing, it's a simple nutritional deficiency. When you look at why we're having epidemics of all these diseases, because these nutritional, these nutrients, as let me say it that way, these nutrients that are required to prevent and reverse these health issues are no longer found in the food because we're using electricity now as opposed to wood. So now you have to supplement. If you don't supplement, you will get these problems. If you supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, you will not get these problems.
Oh, can I ask you a question here?
Yeah.
Is everybody in the world meant to take the same formula?
Yes.
Okay, good. I like that answer.
And here's why. The nutritional minerals, which make up 2/3 of the 90 essential nutrients, they make up 60 of the 90 essential nutrients. Nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ice cream. And so some places on earth, people live to be an average of 45 years of age, even though they're putting wood ashes in their gardens. Some people on earth live to be on the average 95. And other long-lived people, such as little valleys in Okinawa. The entire Okinawa population doesn't live a long time. It's just the one little valley. Okay, the average lifespan in Okinawa is 52. The average lifespan in this one little valley is 95. Okay, so it's that one little valley, because they have more of these nutrients in their soil there, and they're still using wood-burning stoves. They're an isolated third-world culture in Okinawa. The people living in the city live to be 52 because they live on fried foods. Same way with the land flowing with milk and honey, the biblical place in the Hunza Valley.
I was just going to ask you about the Hunzas.
Yep. They're the longest-lived people on Earth today. And they were, in the biblical times, the land flowing with milk and honey, the glacial milk, the water that comes out from underneath the Giltar Glacier there, looks like whole milk, and so they call it glacial milk. And it's the minerals suspended in the water that make it look like milk. Well, they irrigate with that, but they also put their wood ashes, because they're still a third world culture, they're still using wood for fuel, they're putting wood ashes into their gardens, plus they're irrigating with this glacial milk, and that's why they live so long and don't have the diseases we do, and they're a third world culture.
Okay. I had actually heard that they, some of them had children at past 100.
Well, that is quite true. They're the longest lived people on Earth.
Now, Art Baker did an expose or a demo, showed the Hunzas back in the 60s on U.S. for it. And I've always wondered if that television show, I never wanted to go there since then because I was afraid that people had then discovered Hunza and would put in a McDonald's or something.
Well, I'm more worried about them getting electricity.
They can survive
the McDonald's, but they can't survive the electricity.
Well, even if they survive, even if they survive the McDonald's, they won't be as healthy.
Well, if you're selective on what you eat, you can actually eat quite well at McDonald's, but you can't eat the fried foods. You can't have the salad dressings. You can't have the bacon. I'm sorry there, Dr. Bell.
No, it's the bacon. It's the bacon.
Yeah. But I can get my poached eggs there. They call them round eggs.
Do they?
And I can get a real milkshake there that's made out of 100% milk and cream. You go to a lot of other fast food places, they don't have milkshakes, they have shakes.
You know, I can see you publishing the directory of where you can eat safely and what you can eat.
The book's actually called Hell's Kitchen. I've actually done that already.
Yeah, oh, did you?
It's an excellent book. Dr. Wallach, can you comment, because I find this amazing, fascinating. I love this part about longevity. Explain the process on the EFAs and the capsules that come out of Argentina.
The capsules that come out of Argentina, the capsules themselves and also the contents of the capsule are from skin from cattle raised in Argentina. And the reason is there's no recorded mad cow disease there. They are kosher, okay, and it's also there's no mad cow disease there. But I've learned a long time ago now that mad cow disease is not an infectious disease. It's actually a deficiency of a single nutrient. It occurs in sheep. It's called enzootic ataxia in sheep. And when it's found in humans, it's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease. It's caused by deficiency of a single nutrient. And I've actually reversed it, even though it's been diagnosed in adult men and women in their 50s and 60s, and, of course, the family is preparing to bury them because, you know, like mad cow disease, it only ends in one tragic, bad way, and they treat the symptoms with pharmaceuticals. But we give these people 6 to 8 eggs a day per 100 pounds of body weight. We get them off all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. Get them on the 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. We throw in the Synaptive, and we give them the 6 to 8 eggs per 100 pounds of body weight that are, I like them poached. And their Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease goes away. The prions, which are supposed to be the transmitting agent, they've taken that from humans with Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, actually injected this into the brains of many species of monkeys and apes, including chimpanzees and so forth. They've never been able to transmit it because it's a nutritional deficiency disease. They've taken the brains from cows diagnosed with mad cow disease and injected into the brains of normal cows and never transmitted, even though they've done it 10,000 times, they've never transmitted it because prions do not transmit mad cow disease. It's actually a nutritional deficiency disease of a single nutrient. We've known it since the 1860s, but the prion thing came along, and of course, somebody got a Nobel Prize for identifying prions, but you haven't heard anything about mad cow disease here in the last 5 years, have you?
No.
Been real quiet. And the reason is, not because they're wiping out the herds with it, because the place on Earth historically had the most cases of mad cow disease was southern England. It was always in only dairy cattle. Now, how does a prion know the difference between a dairy cow and a beef cow? Right? And
so really?
That's the giveaway there. Well, it turns out that by law in the UK, in England, you cannot give mineral supplements to dairy cattle because they're afraid that the minerals might show up in the milk. But in beef cattle, they're able to give the minerals to beef cattle.
Oh, my God.
And so when you started supplementing minerals to dairy cattle, now there's no more mad cow disease in Great Britain.
Incredible.
What did it get them to do that?
They read my book.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach, for changing the world. You are the change.
Well, and that's why it took me to change. That's why we called
your foundation,
Be the Change. It's one of those things where we're very proud of that. We do an enormous amount of work around the world. And again, I personally do not make any money from the sale of any of our products. We're publicly traded, and we're very proud of that. And of course, we had a very, very good year this year. Went up considerably from the previous year, and you can look at that. And we're looking for a great year next year because of the Affordable Health Care Act. Has been a horrible thing because it raised everybody's premiums, it raised everybody's deductibles. People's insurance were taken away because their workplaces couldn't afford to pay for their insurance anymore. And so if people do what we suggest, they'll add 25 to 50 healthy years to their life.
Say that again.
If they do what we suggest, they will add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. And even Dr. Valley and Randy, even more importantly to me, will add 25 to 50 healthy years to their children's lives, which is very important because the prediction is now from the U.S. government and the medical associations is that our children will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. And that's why I say the force was not enough, because Princess Leia died at age 60 from a simple nutritional deficiency disease. Okay? She needed to have the 90. May the 90 be with you, and you'll live 25 to 50 years longer.
Mm. Outstanding. The process on the fish oil, the EFA.
The process is, of course, fish oils. Even though they have good things in them, they have the omega-3s and 6s and 9s in the correct ratios because they come from a biological system, a vertebrate. But they oxidize immediately when you take them out of the fish and turn into trans fats, heterocyclopropanes, and acrylamides. And fish oils can be the cause of coronary artery disease, vascular dementia, kidney failure, because kidney failure is due to artery disease bringing the dirty blood into the kidneys. And when you get blocked arteries going into the kidneys, you can't get the dirty blood into the filtering units. And so the blood test says the kidneys aren't filtering, but there's nothing wrong with the kidneys, it's blocked arteries. Also, it increases your risk of cancer. And significantly, I said that, oh gosh, back in the 70s, based on those 20,000 autopsies, and I'm finding sheep with coronary artery disease. They were wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of Iran. How did they get coronary?
Wind up.
And so, at any rate, what we do to prevent this from happening, from preventing the oils, the fish oils, and also oils from flaxseed, and whether it's coming from evening primrose oil, wherever we're getting our oils from and our various products, we encapsulate them in a cold room, and we express the oil from the source in a cold room that's filled with nitrogen. No human being could live in there.
I've really got to get into the closing credits, Dr. Wallace.
And so we prevent all this oxidation, so ours are the only ones safe on the market.
Wow. This program is to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, ConeyCompany.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Agent X, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., Descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward F. Groups III, Shalene Nightingale, and DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, and to continue your work. And a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Fennard, our producer, Ryan Treasure and Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, our research director, Ron Hayes, to John Young at Totally Gospel. A big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to our Joseph Chung, merci beaucoup to Bent Maigan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 next week. Invite a friend to listen. Be kind to yourself and somebody else. And Dr. Joel Wallach, you rock. And Randy, Happy New Year's, everybody, because we've just given you a path.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.